Hello, Andrew Tishner speaking.
Hi, Andrew. So sorry, I forgot one very important piece, which was the to go in and acknowledge the terms with your e-signature just to grandfather you into this pricing. So just because I matched the pricing you had with the other business. So if you see an email in your inbox that says local / initial invoice, you were already sent like all these emails before I switched it over to Rosie, so
she's going to
get them, right? But if you open up the Local Splash initial invoice, you just click here on the blue link to accept the subscription terms.
Yep.
And then you go all the way to the bottom. There's the three boxes that you have to check. One shows you're authorized. The second shows it's reoccurring. Third, you receive text messages. Plug your name in. Yeah, and then just include the middle initial because it's on the billing. And then once you confirm, it'll ask you for a username and password, and that's your sign that you're good to go, and it went through.
So that username and password, is that going to be the main username and password? So I should have that spread out for that Rosie wants or not?
It's in the welcome email, so Rosie's going to get the username and password too. So you don't really need it right now, but that's just a sign for you that it went through as far as the signature goes. When you see that, that's a good prompt.
Yeah, you're good. Thanks so much.
Yeah, and then once she logs in, she can change the password too if she likes. This is a temporary password that's assigned so you guys can get in, okay? All right, perfect. All right, have a great evening.
All right, bye.
Thank you, bye.